Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show, where I'm going to talk about these issues on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Can you take it? I try to be flippant sometimes because I think our audience out there just doesn't get it. So I can't be too intense. We'll burn their brain cells out, they'll blow a fuse, and they won't listen. But that may not be true. It very well may be that if the more substance that we get into, the more that you will just not help yourself but to tune in and not change the channel. But I have had people tell me I was talking about some scary things, so I had to change the channel because the things we deal with today have become very ugly. The consequences of our insane, depraved state that we're in. Of course, hey, by the way, did you know there's a pandemic of dementia sweeping North America? So that affects even sometimes our listeners. I'm going to get back to Stan Treleaven. He's my co-host today. He's from the American Foundation. And just before we went to the break, he was telling us the difference of what he saw when he was in England, when things changed after Churchill and went to Attlee, and they nationalized everything on the British planet, and how it had negative effects on the quality of goods, quality of life, and things like that, until 30 years later, somebody came along and made some changes. We're going to find out about that. But before we do, this is the scripture of the day for those who would like to be scholars in the Bible. Proverbs 28:2, because of the transgression of the land, that could include a pandemic of dementia, many are its princes. So we have an increase of bureaucracy directly proportional to our insanity. But by a man of understanding and knowledge, right will be prolonged. Right will be prolonged. Okay, Stan, tell us. You said just before the break that there was somebody that came along after things were going to pot and pushed some buttons that changed some things. Who was it and what changed?
Well, it took 30 years, this wasn't a man, it was a woman. Margaret Thatcher. The lady with backbone, the lady with will, and fortunately, the lady with opportunity.
Okay.
She did it. She changed Britain so much that the only person they could get in, the socialists could get in after she left, was Tony Blair, who was hardly a socialist in the true sense of the word. And so Margaret Thatcher was a blessing to Britain. And she was a blessing to the United States.
Now, she didn't fix everything, though. One of the things that you and I talked about on the break was the current president of the United States, essentially, he has proclaimed, I've seen the video, he was talking to a bunch of pastors, of all things, and explaining that he is a progressive. And as you read what a progressive is, it's somebody who wants to progress to essentially the Marxist state, the Marxist utopia, but do it progressively, not through revolution, not through violence and overthrowing the government, because that would be unlawful, but to do it progressively, politically. So, and when we were on the break, we said, well, we've got to get rid of this guy who's a president. And I said, no, we don't. He's not the problem. Or what he's doing is merely a symptom of our current crisis, our social crisis, our moral crisis, our spiritual crisis in America. So we know that Margaret Thatcher can't fix the world. I mean, there's things I would think that, you know, I mean, England right now, they have the same bailout program that we had. They said same cash for clunkers program that we had. So really, what do we really need to fix our crisis in America? This implementation of growing government that is completely depraved.
Well, under the Marxist-Leninism mantle, no country under that mantle has ever been free. Let me make a comparison here.
Okay.
We've got biblical Christianity on the one side, and we've got Marxism-Leninism on the other side. I'm going to mention this model. We're going to go through theology, philosophy, ethics, biology, psychology, sociology, law, politics, economics, and history. And I'm going to compare the two. First of all, in theology, the writings of Lenin and Marx are the theology of Marxism.
Okay.
The Bible is the Christians. In philosophy, atheism is the Marxism's philosophy. Theism, the belief in God, is the Christians. And then in our ethics, the dialectic materialism is the Marxist, and supernaturalism is the Christians. And then in biology, we've got the proletariat morality. And then...
Wait, biology. Darwinian evolution.
Well, we do. But over here, we've got Darwinian punctuated evolution, and then we have creation. Now, in mind and body, we have the Christian mind and body over behaviorism as far as the psychology goes.
Abolition, so there's a choice. You actually have a will.
They do, yes.
Okay.
And then in Marx, the sociology, abolition of home, we just talked about that, abolition of the family, of the church, and of the state. Why? Because they, the family, the church, and the state, in our history, have what been undermining and maintaining the Christian values of our society, because that's how it came into place in the first place. All of our original founders, and in fact, John Adams' son, John Quincy Adams, when he talked about America at the time, he says everybody was a Christian. Now, obviously, everybody wasn't, but that's how pervasive the Christian religion was at that time. And so the Marxists want the abolition of home, church, and state. And the Christians, biblical Christianity, talks about traditional home and church and state.
I'm going to interrupt you there.
Yeah.
One thing that we've seen on the show, now, Stan's kind of running through a chart of things, so to speak, you know, kind of a matrix of ideas, this versus that. What we'll do often on the show is I've had people, one gentleman, Greg Pound, you know, some of your neighbors, he's been in a situation, he was a Christian man with a nice, loving, wonderful family, and one day he had somebody who was a Marxist who was working for the, I don't know what the bureau is called, but basically Child Protective Services, CPS, I guess you would say, wrote up a report that said he was anti-government because he homeschooled his children. Actually, he really had a Christian perspective where he thought he and his wife are best equipped to teach his children. I mean, it's two against one if you've got one child, or two against four if you have four children, that they were most equipped. And then they wrote him down as being basically, I don't know what the term they use, but there was some negative connotation that they had gotten a religious exemption to to giving inoculations and things like that for whatever reason. I don't know the details of their particular conviction, but it's totally legal. Correctly legal in Florida to do so. But in this report, this lady said that they basically need to have intervention because of their Judeo-Christian lifestyle. And this man's children were taken away. And what kept his children away is he was going to have to sign a form that would have him confess the world's worldview to be qualified as a parent to have his children back, and he couldn't do it. Well, his wife pleaded with him. He said, "You dummy, they're going to steal our children." And that's what's happening. That's what's happening today. There's a worldview war going on, and it's going to affect your life. We can sit and talk about these things in an entertainment fashion. Some folks we've had on the show, we debate things in a nice, calm, cool, collected behavior. But these worldviews and these applying these worldviews to the situations of our day are going to affect us and our generations, and it's going to be negatively.
They already have, David.
Yes.
And if we look at this, the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, under Justices Warren Burger and Rehnquist and the others, they found, during a group of them, the majority of them found that in the Constitution, it was lawful to officially have it was unlawful to have officially sanctioned prayer in public school. Now, we had it for 370 years.
Right.
But under them, they did away with it. They
now,
also...
Wait, I'm going to stop. And the problem is, it's one thing to say, and I think they're wrong, oh, you can't have sanctioned Christian prayers. Oh, sure you can. Oh, sure you can. Now, you can't... I guess there's certain things, if somebody objects, they've got the freedom to object. and they maybe it won't be imposed on them, and maybe they can watch a some kind of a cartoon for 5 minutes while they're having an officially sanctioned prayer. But I don't think that you can't say that it can't be done in America. And I think that's again, other issues that we'll be dealing with here on this show. But continue on, Stan.
Well,
I couldn't help myself.
We're talking about how the family has been targeted.
Okay.
And the people who target the family have been people with that worldview that
right.
we just talked about. Now, in addition to finding that officially sanctioned prayer in public schools was, quote, wrong, and they found that mandatory Bible reading was unconstitutional, they went on to find that women had the right to kill their babies with some conditions, and that was unconstitutional. And the court limited the laws which banned obscenity, which in its turn was wrong. And then in Lee versus Wyman, the court officially determined that official as sanctioned student-led prayer was unconstitutional. And in Steinberg versus Carhart, they avoided all laws prohibiting late-term abortion. And then they struck down all laws prohibiting sodomy because all of these were, quote, unconstitutional. Now, here are men. Now, in order to make the Constitution, the men that did that, the men that formed the Constitution, all of them had strong Judeo-Christian values. That's the prism through which they look at reality.
Right.
And it's a prism that was colored by reading and by having their whole lives structured on what the Bible said.
Right.
Now, with the biblical values, they have a Judeo-Christian prism through which they look at all reality. And these men here, these nine men on the Supreme Court, five of them went and, now, the five that had that, that made the majority here in each case, neither one of them had a Judeo-Christian value structure. Neither one of them looked through a Judeo-Christian value prism. So here they were now, going back 200 plus years, telling the owners, the ones that originated the Constitution, what they really meant. And that's exactly what we talked about, the Marxists.
Right.
That is a Marxist structured attack on our society. So that's
now,
already been done.
And here's one of the things that we normally, folks, are just to tell you what you listen to, I'm David Allen Carmichael. I got a guest co-host today, Stan Treleaven from the American Foundation. And if you just push Stan's button just a little bit, he's going to go and he's running. And I think it's very inspirational. It's very right. It's very correct. Now, one of the things that's tough is a lot of times you hear Stan's side of the view and you hear other people's side. And sometimes you have these little Florida news guys saying that they're going to give you a survey and you're going to find out what the opinion of people in Florida is. And you know what? Sometimes if we hear too much of this opinion, it's just a bunch of opinion. What I want you to continue to listen to this show every Saturday, 3 to 5 p.m., because we're going to come back with these issues. Some of the things that Stan said, he mentioned this thing about saying that it was okay to, you know, the laws against sodomy were against the Constitution. Hey, that is Lawrence versus Texas, a very recent case that was very significant. I actually know the lawyer who Texas called and said, please argue our case for us. And we're going to get periodically into those very details of that court decisions, because all you're normally hearing is sound bites. What we're trying to do here on the Faith and Freedom Show and Liberty Works Radio Network is going to equip you with the facts, the actual knowledge, the basic, some of the things that Stan's talking about that goes back into the history of England. We're actually going to be quoting things, commentaries from those people back during the founders' time to find out exactly what they said when a word was used in the Constitution. What did the founders believe it meant? And what we do is we go back to the commentaries that the founders were reading so that we know what they all understood those words to mean. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm David Allen Carmichael on this Frank Talk 104.3 FM presentation for the Liberty Works Radio Network.